Welcome to Sunday Conversation. It's Janae Renee.
This is Teddy Reese.
It is the third Sunday in May. This month is going on pretty fast, right?
I tell you, it is moving on out the way. Can you believe next month we will be halfway through the year already?
Ooh, and then summer will officially be here. June 21st, I believe. June 21st. And speaking of summer being here, we're going to jump right into Sunday Conversation today because we got several guests that's going to come in and talk about different programs that's going on this summer.
Yes, for our youth, to give them something to do, to get involved, to cultivate them, to motivate them, to inspire them. And I'm excited about all three guests that we have today.
Yes, and our first guest, she is in the building. Her name is?
Tashima Johnson.
And you have JB Believes, your new organization coming up, right?
Right. JB Believes in You Incorporated is our nonprofit that we've started in honor of my late husband.
And let me just give us a little bit about what this mentorship program is going to be.
Okay, so basically it's for boys from the age of 12 up until 17. And it's different events that we'll be doing within the city with local men in the community from different churches, fraternities, realtors, police officers, correctional officers, different men in the community taking out time and coming out to work with young men in the community to show them some positivity.
And you said this was something your late husband, JB, wanted to do. Why was that important to him?
Well, it was important to JB because as a young man, I think about the age of 12 or 13, he had a mentor that came to where he was living and pulled him out of his community and took him out into the larger community and exposed him to different things, which allowed him and helped him later on in life.
Okay. Now, a part of this, JB Believes, is a summer mentorship program. What type of programs are going to take place inside of it, like examples of what it'll be?
Okay, so our first event will be on June the 10th, and it's Fishing with the Frats.
I like that name.
So the different fraternities in the city, different men in the city involved in different fraternities will come out, and they'll be fishing with our boys that's in our summer mentorship program.
Okay, and what are the ages again for the program?
The ages are 12 to 17.
And how can they register?
They can hit the Facebook page, JB Believes in You. Also, I can be reached at JB Believes, the letter N, the letter U, at gmail.com.
Repeat the email again.
JB Believes in You, the letter N, U, at gmail.com.
All right, young boys ages 12 through 17, it is the JB Believes in You Summer Mentorship Program. And I just want to say thank you for, you know, bringing to light something your husband wanted to do. Programs like this is definitely needed in the city. And I know it was something that he thought of, but why did you want to go ahead and continue it?
Because
or make it happen?
That was one of the last things he was working on. Like, it was one of the last things he was kind of working on.
Okay.
Well, your husband touched a lot of folks in this city, and he was well known and well liked by many. And, you know, this is a great thing to do in his honor. And I'm just confident that with all the programs that will transpire with Jay Believes in You, that the spirit of JB will encompass that. And that's compassion, that's love. That's friendship, that's honesty, and that's high character. So I commend you for doing this, and thank you again for thinking about our young folks, you know, even as you continue to you know, it's fine. I understand. But even as you continue to, you know, find your own strength, you're multitasking and helping others at the same time. So God bless you for being a strong woman.
Yeah, and definitely. June the 3rd, we'll have something at Painting with a Twist, and it's called Painting with a Purpose. You can go online. You can also find that on our Facebook page as well. But if you go online, it's something you can go and register and pay for and come out, and we'll have Painting with a Purpose, and all the proceeds will go to JB Believes in You.
And that's what I was going to ask you. So for this mentorship program, JB Believes in You, is there a fee for young boys?
There's a small fee, and we're, you know, kind of waiting on all of our sponsorship money to come in. We would love to make it free, okay. But we're waiting on our last sponsorship money to come in just to see how much it'll actually be, but it's a very low minimum.
Okay, and for the men that are being mentors, how do they sign up?
They can email me and contact me on the same Facebook page, the same email address, JB Believes in You on Facebook. They can reach out to me there.
All right. Well, again, we appreciate so you coming
with,
in.
With the fraternities, all right, alphas.
Say it
you
right.
Know, I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity.
Okay, I sent y'all. Y'all got that email.
Okay, so the alphas, the omegas, the kappas, the sigmas, iotas. We have a challenge here, and we need to step up to the plate on JB's behalf and show Miss Johnson here some great support for this event. I know. Many of us have gone fishing before, especially us country frat brothers, you know, that grew up on dirt roads and jumping in fishing ponds and stuff. So this would be a fun event.
Yeah.
And, you know, and teaching life skills, you know, it reminds me of the cliche, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, but you teach him how to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
That's right.
So we are feeding our youth for a lifetime, these young men with fishing with Frats.
With Frats. June 10th. Mm-hmm. And JB Believes in You Summer Mentorship Program right now. Tashima, thanks for stopping in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. More Sunday Conversation on the way with Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation, Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
And we're going to continue this episode. Can we call it an episode now? This episode of Sunday Conversation.
It's definitely informative, especially about this upcoming summer for our youth. This is the program to listen to find out about what's going on.
Oh, I thought you were going to continue.
No, you got
All right, so we're going to move right along. In the studio with us, we have Ms. Katanga Wright and Vanessa Clemens. How are you ladies?
We're great.
All right, so you're here to talk about programs that you have going on this summer.
Yes.
Okay, and I see a lot of papers in front.
That's because we got a lot going on. We got a lot of fun stuff for the kids this summer.
But there are three signature programs, right?
That's correct.
The Law Camp, Law Day for Boys, and Law Day for Girls.
Yes.
So let's start with the Law Camp, because I think that's coming up first, right?
Yes, the Law Camp is coming up first. Tell them when the Law Camp will be, Vanessa.
The Law Camp will actually be June 5th to the 8th. It's from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily.
Okay.
So someone who's never heard of the Law Camp, what is it? What happens?
There's a lot that happens, actually, and each year there's something different. We always have this one special day. Like the first year, we went to the Middle District Court of Georgia on 12th Street. The second year, we went to Recorder's Court, and we toured the jail. So I know those will probably be different things that we'll be switching up, but students get to speak to judges and lawyers. They have workshops. They go into the courtroom. And sometimes judges will actually stop the courtroom session and have everybody in the courtroom to explain their jobs, whether it's the court reporter, the clerk, different things like that. So they really get that first hands-on experience with things that attorney Teddy Reese is doing and attorney Katanga Wright is doing on a day-to-day basis. So it's really interactive and informative. So.
And how can they sign up for the Law Camp?
We actually have a website that just launched today.
Uh-oh!
Masterofmyfate.org. That has all the information on it. It has, you know, all three camps and days. They can go on there. They can also email summerlawprograms@gmail.com and get the information as well. And if they have any questions, they can just either go to that website and contact us, or they can send an email to summerlawprograms@gmail.com.
Spell out that website for us, please.
MasterofMyFate.org. So that's masterofmyfate.org.
Awesome.
And is there a certain age that they have to be?
Well, for the Law Camp, we want it to just be high schoolers. So that means rising freshmen and anybody that's a freshman through a senior. And I only say rising freshman because, you know, the whole summer thing messes people up. So if you're going to the ninth grade or you're about to graduate from high school, you can come. We're in that age group. So it's about 14 to 18 years old.
Okay.
And how many students will you anticipate having in the Law Camp this year?
16 students. So the first, you know, 16 students to register and pay their fee, we'll be looking towards them. And the fee actually is $100. We do have scholarships available based on our sponsorships. I can talk about the sponsorships as well if you like to hear about that.
Well, Attorney Wright, you're the founder of this. Why did you feel this program was important for youth in Columbus?
Well, you know, I felt the program was important because, you know, we always hear about sports-related camps.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to do something career-wise, there were not a lot of options available. If you want to be a cheerleader, you can go to cheerleading camp. You want to be a football player, you can go to football camp.
Right.
But as far as career-based, exposing young people to what it is to be a lawyer, helping them to prepare early and figuring out what they need to do early to get to law school is something that I thought was really important to share.
Okay. Okay. And the law camp is June 5th through June 8th, right?
Yes.
It's a $100 fee, but there are scholarships available.
And we've got 16 slots, so, and they're filling up really quickly.
And you can get information at masterofmaith.org.
Masterofmyfaith.org.
Okay.
That's correct.
Let's talk about this law day for boys and law day for girls. And why is
law
it
day
segregated?
Oh!
Well, you know, the law day programs were the programs that we started first. And that kind of launched our camp.
Okay.
Yeah. So the law day for girls is going to be June 21st. It's from 9 to 2 o'clock. And we bring 50 girls, and historically we've had 50 girls from Girls Inc. come. We're anticipating that will be the case this year, but we are accepting other middle school age girls for this program. So if you're interested, again, you can email that Summer Law Programs. We can get you some more details. This program is actually free. Same thing for the Law Day for Boys. It's going to be June 14th, 2017. And it's from 9 to 12. And both of these events happen at the Government Center. So we have 50 young people diverge upon the Government Center where they learn everything about what goes on there.
Okay.
We are trying to expose kids to careers not only in law, but there are also careers in government and the city that they may be interested in. So they get interaction with the Sheriff's Office and the Marshal's Office and all of those different departments there at the Government Center.
Okay. You know, being someone who's participated in this, I think it's just amazing to see the kids light up when they see the bomb sniffing dogs and the SWAT truck, and they get to go in and turn the sirens on and everything. And you know, this program also has an unintentional benefit, and that is it's making our young people comfortable with law enforcement,
yes,
which is a challenge in our community today, and that's how we're going to get over that hump of having better relationships with law enforcement, mm-hmm, in our community. We got to start with our youth. So, but law day for boys and law day for girls is a one-day event.
Yes.
And it's not as intensive as the law camp.
That's
which
right.
Which is why the law camp is for higher grade students. It's
that's
for high
correct.
School students.
This is kind of like an introduction, mm-hmm, to, mm-hmm, what could be. And obviously kids who are in the law camp, these are kids that probably have been talking to their parents about how they want to be a lawyer.
Right.
These are kids that we're kind of exposing them to the idea about being an attorney or a judge or a law enforcement officer or someone who works for the city government who probably has never been exposed to what the government is. They've seen that big building, but they have no idea what's going on in there.
Right, right.
That's right. And so what we're hoping to do is, you know, kind of graduate people into our law camp. And the law camp obviously is a lot more intensive. It's amazing to watch these young people start the week off with a mock trial problem, and by the end of the week, they're conducting their own trial.
That's amazing.
The parents are coming and sitting as jurors, so it should be a treat, not only for those participating, but for those who come and watch, and we'll be having a reception immediately following to close out our awards.
Do you have an office telephone number that someone can reach you, just in case?
Yes, we do. Our office number is actually 706-927-5742, and either myself or one of the interns in the office will be answering that phone.
And so what's the number again?
706-927-5742. And I wanted to make a small clarification that Law Day for Girls is June 14th, and Law Day for Boys will be that following Wednesday, June 21st.
Okay,
so it's a week to week. So it's four days for the camp, one day for the Law Day for Girls, then one day for the Law Day for Boys.
All right. Well, considering that, you know, the legal profession is one where only, you know, 5% total is minorities in the profession, and that's any minority. We are excited to have this program here, and it's good for our youth. It's good for exposure. And before we wrap up, any final things you want to share with us?
Well, you know, for those in the community that want to inspire some young people to do something positive in the community, we do have sponsorships that we are seeking. And if you want more information about those sponsorships, levels start at $100 just to sponsor a student, going all the way up to $1,000 for obviously some added benefits as far as being more exposed to the students and what we're doing with our Master of My Faith Law programs.
Okay.
So and these are tax deductible.
These are tax deductible.
Absolutely.
You make your checks out to 2000 Opportunities Incorporated, which is our nonprofit sponsor.
Okay.
And you can actually pay on PayPal, masterofmyfaith.org. There's a sponsorship option as well.
All right, sounds good. Speaking with Ms. Katanga Wright and Ms. Vanessa Clemens, thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you for having us. And hopefully some kids will come out and join us.
16 slots, and they are going fast. The Law Camp is June 5th through June 8th, right?
That's correct.
And then you also have Law Day for Girls and Law Day for Boys, June 14th and June 21st. Correct? And those are free.
Those are free. That's right.
All right. Again, ladies, thank you for stopping through today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Attorney Wright, and thank you, Vanessa, for what you do for our community. Both of you are making a huge impact. You're not just talking about it, you're being about it. And that's what we
that's
need.
What counts.
More folks in the community that will, you know, put on some jeans and a t-shirt and get a little dirty with improving things. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So let's just keep moving. In the studio also, we have Miss Susan Cooper with the Urban League.
Miss Susan
Hello.
Cooper.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on today.
No, thanks for coming on. You have three amazing summer programs.
Hold on. Before we get started talking about these programs, we cannot let Miss Cooper come in this studio without sending her a very, very warm and huge congratulations on becoming the leader of our Urban League here in Columbus. Congratulations.
I don't have my applause.
You have done such a phenomenal job, even in an interim basis.
Wow.
It would have been asinine not to hire you full time.
Wow.
So, you know, not degrading any board members or anybody, because they saw what I saw, I'm sure. And they made a wonderful decision. And I'm just excited about everything that's coming up with the Urban League under your leadership, because you are one phenomenal woman.
Awesome. And I thank the community so much for their support, because we would not have been able to do it without the phenomenal support of the board members, of our donors, and of the community, and even the participants who participate in the programming, because that's what it's all about: programs, services to empower and to equip people for the future. So we're all about the people of our community, and I am so excited. And for me, I believe that it's truly a calling, and I just want to live out that calling in this season.
Yeah, what's your official title? I didn't want to mess it up, so I just said leader.
President and CEO.
President and CEO. Come on through, somebody. We got a President and CEO in the studio. All right.
Now. Executive Director. Executive Director.
Executive Director. So, you know, I know from past experience of working with Urban League that you guys have some phenomenal programs over the summer. And we have summertime coming up, and there are three awesome programs I know you want to talk about here today. Let's start with the first one.
The first program that we're focusing on is the Summer Youth Jobs Program.
Okay.
Summer Youth Employment for kids, high schoolers ages 16 to 18, and college students ages 18 to 24. So what we're doing is we're giving the kids an opportunity to apply for jobs for the summer. It's a six-week program. We give them 1 week of job training, and that job training includes Dress for Success and professionalism, customer service training, communications, both written and verbal, presentation skills and presenting yourself with confidence, resume building, business etiquette, work ethics, social media and cell phone etiquette, conflict resolution and problem solving, and financial success. We introduce them to credit and budgeting and money management. We try to cover it all.
You know what I find funny is you brought up social media. That just kind of shows you the world that we live in now, that you have to really kind of talk with the youth about how they use social media and how they can make it effective for them and not for a lot of the stuff that we see social media being used for. So that's just, I wouldn't have thought that that would have been.
Exactly, because you know how you have some that may want to use it inappropriately
right.
in the workplace, but social media is really no place for the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're teaching the kids is how to use it, and how to use it as a networking tool,
right?
And how to use it in, as a business instrument. And so we just want to make sure, like before we had social media, you couldn't take your magazine if you were a bank teller and read it on the teller line.
Right.
And so you were not able to use your cell phone on the teller line. That's why it's so important that we teach them business etiquette and how to be a professional. And we're excited about it. And with the summer employment program, actually it gives the kids something positive and constructive to do. It takes them off the street for the summer. Mm-hmm. It also makes them more responsible while gaining real life work experience and earning an income.
And how long is it? How long is the program?
The program is a 6-week program. It goes from June 19th to July 28th. And again, 1 week of job training and then 5 weeks working out in the field, in the workplace. Other nonprofit organizations, we'll have them all over the community. And our kids have worked at Davis Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. We put interns here and we try to align them with their career interest. So there's those kids that are interested in going in communications or radio broadcasting.
Well, I need an intern. So let me go ahead and throw myself in the bag. I need one of those interns from Urban League.
Trying to have a positive impact.
And you guys would be so proud of them before they come in and then after the Urban League experience. Mm-hmm. So what we're actually doing is we're developing young professionals throughout our community. So this year we want to put at least 100 young Americans to work in our community. And in order to do that also, we need more funding. We're mm-hmm. always raising the funds so that we can run the program and making people self-sufficient. So what we'd like to do with this program, because I truly think that through early employment and teaching the kids how to work, we also do some college things, introduce them to college admissions and scholarships and talk to them about that as well. So we teach them that education is key, mm-hmm. and we also give them employment training. And I truly believe that with those two, education and employment, we can actually begin to break the cycle mm-hmm. to unemployment and underemployment in our community. And then we can actually break our own cycle and not wait for someone else to break it.
All right. The Summer Youth Jobs Program with the Urban League, 6 weeks at June 19th through July 28th, and ages 16 through 18, and then 18 through 24. So definitely, if that's something you're interested in, please contact the Urban League. And we want to kind of keep it moving because you got two other programs that we're going to talk about. You also have the STEM Medical Tech Camp. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, the STEM Medical Technology Camp. That camp is for kids who are interested in going into the medical technology field. And that's for kids the same age group, pretty much high school, juniors, and seniors.
And then freshmen and sophomore in college.
Yes, right. Okay. Thank you, Jay Renee. And giving them exposure to science, technology, engineering, and math inside the medical field. Mm-hmm. We take them on tours. They tour all the major colleges in Columbus, the medical departments, and we tour all of the colleges in Columbus and even Fort Benning, and we take them to Martin Army Hospital. We've also worked with Columbus Regional Hospital, so they will be giving some of our students an internship or allowing them to work in the hospital. So those that go through our STEM technology camp, they also get first opportunity for summer employment working in their field.
Okay. Now, before I go, I want to make sure, before we go, go on to the next program, with the Summer Youth Jobs Program and then the STEM Medical Technology Camp, is it the same number to contact? Because I want to make sure we get out numbers first. Okay, so we'll get the number towards the end of it. And then let's go with the third program. It's the STEM for Kids.
Yes.
K-5 through 8th grade.
Exactly. And that's making sure that we don't leave any kids out for the summer. So we're trying to, left out or no kid left behind. Okay. And we also have something for the 9th graders as well. So that's where we bring in STEM professionals, science, technology, engineering, and math professionals to facilitate STEM activities for the smaller kids in hopes that they will gain exposure to STEM and gain an interest in going into those subjects, and then hopefully gain an interest in going into those careers. Okay. Because the STEM careers are where the great jobs, the good jobs are going, and we want our kids to be exposed, and we want our kids to be trained in those areas in hopes that they'll go into those fields.
And anybody who don't believe, you need to take a look at the Kia plan. Because it is STEM all over with the technology, with the robots, with the, you know, how everything is mechanical and it is just flowing, cars floating over your head. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has a George Jetson feel to it in a sense. And but that's where our jobs are going.
Yes, and we want to prepare our kids for the global job market.
That's right.
Which mm-hmm. is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we've also I'm glad that you brought that up, Teddy, because we have an agreement with Pratt & Whitney. So we have six job slots, internships for the summer. And I actually need two more students to fill those slots. So if we have anybody out there that is focusing on science, engineering, and technology, and that's interested in a summer internship, please give us a call. I've got two more slots left.
Okay.
And we're also working with the Southern Company. So they're going to direct hire, and so is Pratt & Whitney direct hire a couple of our Urban League summer interns.
All right. Three amazing programs going on this summer with the Urban League. First up, you have the Summer Youth Jobs Program, and then the STEM Medical Technology Camp, and then the STEM for Kids K-5 through 8th grade. Please let everyone know website, telephone number, all of that so they can get more information.
Okay. The telephone number is 706-322-6840. The website is ul-columbusga.iamempowered.com.
Powered.com.
And then the Facebook, sorry, that is facebook.com/UL Greater Columbus.
All right, Urban League. Speaking with Susan Cooper of the Urban League, the president and CEO and executive director. We got to say all of that.
All of that.
Three amazing programs, again, going on this summer. We have the Summer Youth Jobs Program, the STEM Medical Technology Camp, also the STEM for Kids. If you need more info, you can call 706-322-6840. That's 706-322-6840. Cannot thank you enough for coming by today.
Ms. Cooper, but I tell you, I admire you. I mean, your strength, your wit.
She's doing it.
Your tenacity, your courage, your creativity. I mean, you possess it all, and we are certainly fortunate to have you here in Columbus with us and your contribution to our community. It is beyond unbelievable.
So, and I thank you guys, too. You guys are such a great team. And yes, such a great team. You're very inspiring, and you send a positive message. So whenever I'm in the car, which is always, whenever I'm in the car, I'm so inspired by what you're doing. So you guys, absolutely, you're phenomenal, and you make a great team.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Don't forget to tell everybody, we are right. taking applications for the jobs.
I was just curious, up until the 31st of this month. And then interviews will be June 5th through June 9th. And this is for the Summer Youth Jobs Program. So they are accepting, the Urban League is accepting applications until the 31st. So please get your applications in as soon as possible. All right?
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in. All right, Teddy, another Sunday down.
Yes, it is. It's been a wonderful Sunday. Did you notice that all of our guests today, we're black women.
Because we're phenomenal.
Four strong black women, I tell you.
Because we're phenomenal.
I'm never short of praising our women and what you guys have to go through and what you sacrifice to not only do for your families, but to do for the community at large. And we are truly blessed to have so many phenomenal women all over this city in leadership, taking roles, taking responsibilities, and making things happen.
Yes,
that's
yes,
the important
yes.
part, just making it happen. So I am full this Sunday. This
Me
has been
too. We
show.
Definitely want to thank Tashima Johnson again with JB Believes in You, an organization she started because of her husband. She wanted to continue his legacy. Also, Katanga Wright, Vanessa Clemens with the Law Camp, Law Day for Girls and Boys, and then Miss Susan Cooper, the president and CEO, executive director of the Urban League. Again, as a black woman, I love to see these women in the positions
you
that they are in
proud.
And doing what
Absolutely,
they do.
Because we are as well.
All right. That's been Sunday Conversation with Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
We'll talk to you next Sunday.